glass trash man. I don't know what I was doing. I was getting wild. I didn't even know what button I was hitting.
Getting wild.
Anyway. Splash Trash Meh. I am Bradley Baxter with my man, Chris Bucky Watts.
What's up, everybody?
We got another movie junkie edition this week. Lots of stuff to talk about. We've been kind of skipping weeks, so I don't remember. Chris, did you ever see, we didn't talk about the movies last time. I think we talked, let me look at my notes. I know we talked Ocean's 8.
We did.
Which I've been on the, not last week because we did the comic book weeks, but the week before that.
Yeah, we always bounce back and forth. We try to. We do a week of movies, then we do a week of comics, then we do a week of movies, then a week of comics. Right. You get the picture.
And Chris just hung up on me.
phone hung up, but I just kept on going. I kept recording. I didn't even stop.
The movies that were coming out in our last movie episode, we talked.
Was it Hereditary?
Yep. Hotel Artemis and Ocean's 8. Did you see any of those, Chris?
No.
I saw all
but
of them.
But I know you did.
I'm going to just run it down. Ocean's 8, meh.
Okay.
Hotel Artemis. I kind of liked it. That's like a guilty movie, you know? I kind of liked
it. Not a great movie, but it was fun.
But it's probably meh. It's more of a meh, maybe trash, but I liked it. So I'm going to be honest about it. And then Hereditary, you already know.
Super splash.
I love that movie, so I splash.
Super splash. You know what I watched last night, finally, was Pacific Rim Uprising.
And oh, you finally saw that one,
I
huh?
feel just identical to the way you probably feel about Hotel Artemis. Like, I don't, it was by no means a good movie. Like, you don't go for the story. I shouldn't say by no means a good movie. It's not going to be a splash in any critical sense. There's not much of a narrative. But I really enjoy watching robots fight robots, robots fight monsters, robots fight monster robots. I was all about that. That's what I came for. That's what I got. So in my mind, as a viewer, it was a splash. But I understand why maybe it didn't perform critically as well as the first one. Even though the first one got like a 71. I can see why it didn't do good. But still.
I'm just going to touch on Ocean's 8 real quick. It's been out for almost for 2 weeks now. If you haven't seen it, this is a spoiler. Turn it off if you don't want to hear this. Or jump 15 seconds on your app or whatever. But I'm saying this right now. I called this 2 weeks ago, Chris.
You did.
My prediction was correct. I'm not even going to say what I said 2 weeks ago, but if you knew what
I was correct.
I was correct. And if you actually go back and look, and you look at the movie posters, they kind of give it away.
So is the trailer. In the there's a shot at the very end when it's showing you like coming this Thursday in the subway car. You see everything you need to know right there.
The subway car seems like irrelevant, but I will say, like, throughout the whole movie, though, you're like, I kept counting people. I was like, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're like, I'm not seeing enough people here.
It's actually more than 8 people, too. So
no, that also doesn't help. They're all fudging the numbers.
Yeah, like title. Oh! Ooh. Chris, this week we got some movies. We're going to do a rapid fire once again.
Cool.
I hope you're ready for this.
Heck yeah.
Let me set this up so the timing is on and pop in.
Time it. Time it all up.
All right. Whoop, whoop. All right. Once the timer goes off, I'm going to run through these movies. We have 2 minutes each. This is a little bit longer than we need, but I'm going to do it. We've got Tag, Incredibles 2, Uncle Drew, and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Chris, are you ready?
Please. I am so ready.
All right, first up, we're doing Tag, starring Ed Helms, Jake Johnson, Hannibal Buress, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner. Tomato meter says 55%. This is the plot. For 1 month every year, 5 highly competitive friends hit the ground running in a no-holds-barred game of tag they've been playing since the first grade, risking their necks, their jobs, and their relationships to take each other down with the battle cry, "You're it." This year, the game coincides with the wedding of the only undefeated player, which finally makes him an easy target, but he knows they're coming, and he's ready. Based on a true story, Tag shows how far some guys will go to be the last man standing. Chris, did you see this movie?
No, I didn't see it, but I want to.
I think already, what would you say before we talk tonight, what did you think it was going to be?
I think it'll probably be an enjoyable comedy, but not a great movie. So I guess that's like a meh, almost close
meh?
To a, like, yeah, like a meh.
Meh. I actually saw this movie. I thought it was funny. I really want to give it a splash. Fuck it. I'm going to give it a splash. Look, I thought it was funny. I know the ratings say it's only at 55%.
Hey, 55 is almost fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. That means you're going to have fun at least.
Yeah, man. I really enjoyed the movie. There's some good laughs. Not to get into too many spoilers, but one of my favorite parts about the movies is, like, you see every time it's time to tag Jeremy Renner, who's never been tagged, there's this, like, Matrix moment where, like,
and I've seen that in the
and
trailer.
He's like, and he just analyzes everything, and it's the funniest thing. They go to some crazy extremes, and man, it's funny. It's worth a movie trip.
Okay.
So I will say go see it, and I'm calling it a splash. Okay. Next up on the list, a movie that's been 14 years in the making, a movie called Incredibles 2, starring Sam Jackson, Holly Hunter, Craig T. Nelson, a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the plot. Everyone's favorite family from the superheroes is back in Incredibles 2, but this time Helen is in the spotlight, leaving Bob at home with Violet and Dash to navigate day-to-day heroics of normal life. It's a tough transition for everyone, made tougher by the fact the family is still unaware of Baby Jack's emerging superpowers. When a new villain hatches a brilliant and dangerous plot, the family and Frozone must find a way to work together again, which is easier said than done, even when they're all incredible. Ooh, Chris, ooh, Splash Trash or Mad, did you see it?
I haven't seen it, which I know it sounds so terrible, but I was in
Tahoe. I thought you'd be all over this one.
We were going to go, and it was so late. But I'm very excited. I'm excited to hear the reviews have been positive for it. It's on my hot list. I'm probably going to actually see it tomorrow night, which is, in my world, Thursday, but for you listening, probably Saturday, but that doesn't make sense. I'm very excited. It's going to be a splash. Lots of money. Splash.
Splash. Chris, I have seen this movie, and first off, I gotta say, I hate this little fucking thing at the beginning. They're like, hey, just so you know, I wanna let you know how long it takes to make a movie. It's been 14 years since the first one, but we wanna let you know that it takes a really long time to make these kind of movies.
Sure.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me watch my show.
Don't explain it. Just play the movie. Why are you giving me an explanation about a movie that comes like you did 14 years ago? I know that.
Maybe they feel bad about taking so long.
This movie's a meh.
Really?
It was just as good as the first one, but whatever.
Just as good as the first one, you got a meh. Wow, I don't agree.
Well, I also call the first one a meh. The movie beforehand, this little short beforehand is whatever too. Go see it.
Turn on you.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. We're running over time, but next up is Uncle Drew, starring Lil Rel Howery, Nick Kroll, Kyrie Irving, Shaquille O'Neal, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber, Nate Robinson. It's currently at a plus 81%, which means 81% of people want to see it. Here is the plot. After draining his life savings to enter a team into the Rucker Classic Streetball Tournament in Harlem, Dax has dealt with a series of unfortunate setbacks, including losing his team to longtime rival Nick Kroll. But despite desperate to win the tournament and the cash prize, Dax stumbles upon the man, the myth, the legend, Uncle Drew, who's played by Kyrie Irving, and convinces him to return to the court one more time. Two men embark on a road trip round up Drew's old basketball squad to prove that the group of whatever that word is, I don't know.
Septuagenarians.
Geriatrics.
There we go.
Geriatric motherfuckers can still win the big one.
Oof. That's brutal.
So, Chris, splash, splash, or meh?
I don't think it's possible for that to be any lower than the splash it's going to be.
What?
Wait, I meant the trash. Any lower than the trash that it's meant to be.
You meant
the... I meant trash. Definitely
straight
not
up garbage.
Yeah, garbage.
Chris.
Yes.
I saw this movie last night. It comes out June 29th, so I was excited. I got to see it before everybody else. This movie wasn't bad. I wasn't mad.
It's bad.
No, it was a fun basketball movie. If
it's
you like
terrible.
Basketball, the acting actually wasn't that bad.
It's gonna be bad.
Oddly enough, though, I will say there was some weird emotional, like kind of like sentimental scenes. Is that, I don't even know, is that the right word? But no, this movie wasn't bad. I wouldn't drop every. It's a basketball movie made by basketball players. What are you gonna do? I mean, Nick Kroll's hilarious in it. Kyrie Irving, you know, they're not actors. It's fine. You give them a pass, but it wasn't bad. I'm gonna give it a meh.
If this gets over a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, I'll eat a shoe.
You'll eat a shoe?
I'll eat an entire shoe.
No, let's make it interesting. I'm gonna stop everything. Let's make this interesting. Chris, if this movie gets a higher note than, what did you say, 25?
Yeah.
What can we do? What can we do besides make you eat a shoe? I want a video of you doing a shot of Fireball.
This is gross. I'm gonna do a shot of gasoline instead. Make it worth your while.
I want you to. I want you to fucking.
I'll do four shots of Fireball. Four Loco. I can't even buy those in this state, I don't think. We'll do something alcohol in nature, and I'll do it, If it gets over 25, which it won't, so I'm gonna be fine.
You're slipping. You really are.
There's no way this gets over 25.
I'm not gonna say four, but I'm gonna say at least one shot of Fireball.
Yeah.
That's the bet.
Four it is.
All right, let's move on. We're talking Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Starring Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Rafe Spell, Justice Smith, currently on the tomato meter of 54%.
Oof.
Chris, I wanted you to take a second shot if Uncle Drew beats the fucking Jurassic Park one.
I'll give you my left arm if Jurassic World loses to Uncle Drew.
You're making bets you can't keep.
Okay, anyway, there's no way it happens.
Plot. Time for the plot. It's been 3 years since the theme park and luxury resort Jurassic World was destroyed by dinosaurs out of containment. The site is abandoned by humans while surviving dinosaurs fend for themselves in the jungles. When the island's dormant volcano begins roaring to life, Owen, Chris Pratt, and Claire, Bryce Dallas Howard, mount a campaign to rescue the remaining dinosaurs from the extinction level event. Owen is driven to find Blue, his lead raptor, who's still missing in the wild, and Claire has grown a respect for all these creatures. She's now makes her mistake, arriving on blah, 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 blah. Basically, there's dinosaurs on an island. They're trying to save them. People trying to get out. It's fucked up. Why are we keep bringing people back to an island with dinosaurs? We don't know, but it's fun. And Jeff Goldblum's in it for like 5 minutes. Chris, Splash Trasher, meh.
Meh.
You going meh?
I think it's gonna make all the money in the world, but it's a meh.
Going meh? I'm gonna say this movie is trash.
It is straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
Trash. That's a big jump.
I'm gonna put Uncle Drew above this one.
Wow.
I don't know, man. It just seems it. I feel like the last one wasn't that great. It was like fun that it came back, but it felt forced. It was like the Ninja Turtles reboot.
I bet it's just not going to be. The plot seems weak. It all just seems weak.
But my biggest thing, though, is why are they always bringing kids back to this place?
I don't know. They love taking kids to the island because kids in peril of dinosaurs is like what everybody wants to see. It'd be boring if it was all just old dudes, right? And old women and gals and guys and boys.
And with young
whippity snappity snoobs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm gonna go see it because, you know, it's like I said, it's gonna make a ton of money. But I'm just not looking forward to as far as it not. I'm not expecting it to be very good, and that's kind of a bummer for a Jurassic Park movie. Not that it's anything new. It's not like Jurassic Park 3 was like mind blowing, and Lost World wasn't that great, to be honest.
Yeah, man. It's whatever. It'll be all right. It won't survive the summer. Josh Brolin's movies will all outdo this one. Yeah, that's gonna be that. I think that's our episode of Splash Trash Man.
Coming
shortest
at you.
Episode ever.
Go see the movies this weekend. Enjoy.
Yeah, go see Jurassic Park, and then next week go see Uncle Drew. Next week we'll be back with another comic book edition, talking Spider-Man 801, maybe a little bit more of a Hunt for Wolverine, and the biggest issue to come out of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The anniversary special. Yeah, I'm Bradley Bax. It's Chris Bucky Watts. Check us out on the next episode. Peace.
Peace.